The ego. The thoughts and feelings which flow like a river through our consciousness make up the surface self. But underneath them, there is a deeper self, which, being an emanation from divine reality, constitutes our true self. The ego is a collection of thoughts circulating around a fixed but empty center. If the habits of many, many reincarnations had not given them such strength and persistence, they could be voided. The reality, mind, could then reveal itself. A man is made up of several different factors which he has inherited from his parents, what he has picked up from his surroundings, what he has brought over from previous reincarnations, what he thinks, feels, and does, what his reactions are to other people. It is the combination of all these elements which make one man. The ego borrows its reality, its power of perception, its very capacity to be aware from its association with the overself. The overself consciousness is reflected into the ego, which then imagines that it has its own original and not derived awareness. We draw the very capacity to live from the overself, the very power to think from the same source. But we confine both the capacity and the power to a small, fragmentary, and mostly physical sphere. Within this confinement, the ego sits enthroned, served by our own senses and pandered by our own thoughts. It is an irony of life that a man can plainly see the physical ego, but that on which it depends for existence, the overself, he does not see. Therefore, he neglects or ignores the attention it needs and misses much of the opportunity that a reincarnation offers to further his inner unfoldment. What we are ordinarily conscious of are the thoughts and feelings of the ego. But there is much more in us than that. There is the true self, of which the ego is only a miserable caricature. If we could penetrate to this, the fundamental element of our selfhood, we would never again be satisfied with a wholly egoistic life.